The following podcast contains explicit language.
Homes for our troops, $50,000. And just so you understand, I've got a long way to go. This money was raised during a little speech that I made, rather than doing a debate. The one debate I missed. It was the lowest rated debate, by the way, but I won't say that.
So 8 years ago, he gave some money to the foundation from his personal funds, and he has not contributed a penny since.
When I raise money, excuse me, I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
Yeah, if I'm a traffic cop, but I'm a Democrat, and he speeds by me, I have to give him a ticket. It's that simple. Charities have to follow the rules.
Hello, and welcome to TrumpCast, the show about the man who blames Hillary Clinton for the issue about where Barack Obama was born, Donald Trump. I'm Jacob Weisberg. So it's 52 days until the election, and we're getting into full-blown panic mode. Hillary Clinton is just 2 points ahead of Trump among likely voters in the latest New York Times CBS poll. Her chance of winning is down to 60%, according to the 538 election forecast. Slate's Trump Apocalypse Watch went briefly up to 3.5 horsemen this week. Should you panic? Well, maybe a little. If the odds of a Trump victory are lower than the odds of drawing 2 spades in a row, that's just way too high. This guy wants to appoint Peter Thiel to the Supreme Court. Peter Thiel regrets that we gave women the vote. But panic isn't going to do any good. It's not going to reduce the risk of a Trump victory. And it's a feeling born of impotence about the situation we're in, where so many of our fellow Americans seem to be living in a totally separate reality. In that reality, Trump is just an entertaining character, and it's fun to watch him break all the rules of American politics. The only thing I can do to cope with that panic is to keep coming back to the realities of who Trump is and why he's fundamentally dishonest in a way Hillary Clinton isn't, and why he's dangerous to the country and to the world. My guest today has been reporting on a topic that speaks to both Trump's dishonesty and the false equivalence between Trump and Clinton. That topic is Trump's charitable giving. Despite Trump's claims, he doesn't really do any charitable giving with his own vast wealth or his claimed vast wealth. His foundation raises money from other people and then uses it on things like a $20,000 6-foot portrait of himself or an illegal $25,000 campaign contribution to Pam Bondi, the Florida Attorney General, who decided not to join the lawsuit against Trump University. I'll be back with that interview with David Farenthold of The Washington Post right after we do the tweets.
I was never a fan of Colin Powell after his weak understanding of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Equal disaster. We can do much better. Russia took Crimea during the so-called Obama years. Who wouldn't know this? And why does Obama get a free pass? Why isn't President Obama working instead of campaigning for Hillary Clinton? Crooked Hillary will never be able to solve the problems of poverty, education, and safety within the African American and Hispanic communities. Hillary's vision is a borderless world where working people have no power, no jobs, no safety. Hillary Clinton strongly stated that there was, quote, absolutely no connection, close quote, between her private work and that of the State Department. Lie.
My guest today is David Farenthold of The Washington Post. He has been reporting on the Trump Foundation and Trump's charitable giving. David, thanks for joining me on the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So you first came to my attention when you started calling up charities that Trump had claimed he had contributed to and asked them if he'd actually given them any money, right?
Well, it's a little different than that. We went looking for proof that Donald Trump has been giving money out of his own pocket. So he has this thing called the Trump Foundation, which is other people's money. We can talk about that in a second. But he also says, I give millions of dollars of my own money out of my own pocket, but I can't tell you where they go, or I'm not going to tell you where they go, who gets them. So I went looking to try to prove Donald Trump right. And so I started calling all these charities that Trump seemed to have some connection to. So thinking that if anybody was going to have gotten any of this money that Trump says he's giving out, it would be somebody on this list. So I'm not looking for the whole iceberg, but I thought I'd maybe find the tip of the iceberg by looking at groups that seem closest to him.
And if these were personal contributions and if he did release his tax returns, these would be deductions on his taxes, right?
That's right. If he releases tax returns, this search could effectively end. We'd know really where he'd given his money or if he'd given no money at all.
So who did you call?
We started with groups that the Trump Foundation had given its money to, big donations from the Trump Foundation, thinking that if Trump is going to give to a group a big amount of money out of his foundation, which is other people's money, he would have liked them enough to give a donation out of his own pocket. Then I went to groups where he attended galas at various places in Palm Beach, groups that rented out his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach for parties, groups that he talked about on Twitter, praised on The Celebrity Apprentice, any charity I could find where they seemed to have some connection with Donald Trump. That's the list I'm going through now. I'm up to 337 now.
337. What are a few of the names people would recognize?
Well, there's some that are really big ones. The American Cancer Society, the American Red Cross, Penn, his alma mater. So there's some big ones like that, the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. And then we're down into the really, really small ones, like this one I'm trying to find, the Institute for Jewish Humanities, which appears to be like a furniture pickup service in Queens. They got money from the Trump Foundation, like a really odd number. Maybe he gave them a sofa, but I'm trying to find them to see if he gave them any of his own money.
Wait, why is the Foundation for Jewish Humanities a sofa delivery company?
They pick it up for – so it's like the – you know, one of these charities where you can donate a thing, and their thing apparently is furniture. So if you have furniture, they'll come get it and take it away. They don't have great Yelp reviews. I don't want to be endorsing them, but I haven't actually found them yet.
And when you call these places, I mean, will they generally tell you, yes, Donald Trump gave us money, no, he didn't, how much he gave?
The majority have actually given me an answer, yes or no. Usually the answer is no, he's never given us money, or he hasn't given us money in many, many years. So of the 337, about 80 have said, no comment, we can't tell you unless Donald Trump gives us permission to release his records, and he hasn't.
Right. So, but instead of trying to prove he didn't give money, you're trying to prove he did. And how much have you proven that he personally has given?
Well, if you look back at the period between 2008 and this May, that period is it's more than 8 years. I found one donation out of his own pocket in all these
one
theaters.
One donation?
One donation. And it was for less than $10,000. It was in 2009. It was the Police Athletic League of New York. That's a group that he gives a lot of Trump Foundation money to also, which makes you wonder if they were actually miscounting a Trump Foundation donation as Trump's own.
So presumably both of us have given more money to charity personally than Donald Trump gives.
If in that period, I definitely did, unless there's something out there that I haven't found.
Wow. And so he doesn't give money personally, or sure, there's no evidence that he does. But what is this foundation, and what is it? He raises money for the foundation. How does it work?
It's really odd. So it started out as it's a private foundation. It's the kind of foundation that a lot of wealthy people set up basically to give their money away. So it's set up so that I can get the tax donation deduction right away by giving my money to the David A. Farenthold Foundation. And then later on, I can choose which charities the money goes to, the end users, the charities I give the money to.
The Gates Foundation. I mean, any big foundation works that way.
Well, the Gates Foundation is different in that it actually like employs people and does its own charitable work in the world. Trump's foundation, this private foundation, is more. It's kind of like a holding pen for money. The money goes in, the money goes out. And so a lot of wealthy people do that, and they all do it sort of the same way. If you put your name on the foundation, it's assumed that the money in foundation, in this private foundation, is your money or your family's money or your dead relative's money. It's somehow money that you have a claim to and you've chosen to give it to charity. What's different about Trump's is that starting in 2007, he basically spent away all the money that he himself had put in the foundation to where he gets down to only $4,000 at the end of 2006. And then he rebuilds the foundation. It's still got his name on it, but he rebuilds it with other people's money. And so since 2008, he's given no money at all to the Trump Foundation. Yet he gives other people's money away, often to people who think that they're getting Donald J. Trump's money.
So wait a minute. Who gives money to the Trump Foundation?
It's a good question because obviously, the people who are doing it, they're giving charity, but they're not really getting the credit for the charity. Donald Trump, who didn't give any money, is getting the getting the credit. So the biggest donor in that time since 2007 has been Vince and Linda McMahon, the pro wrestling moguls. They gave $5 million in 2007 and 2009 combined. That's by far the biggest donation.
Wow, that is a big donation. And that's tax deductible for them?
For them, that's right.
So because his foundation does have tax exempt status.
It is, yes. But they won't explain why they gave it. It was right after Trump appeared on WrestleMania, but Trump got paid by the WWE for that event. He got an appearance fee for being on WrestleMania. It's not like this $5 million is his appearance fee that Trump donated. No, this is a separate thing. There's also this guy named Richie Ebers, who's a ticket broker in New York City. He's like a high-end scalper sort of. If you need tickets to the Knicks courtside or you want to go to Lady Gaga or whatever, he can get you the tickets. That guy gives every year about between $400,000 and $600,000 to the Trump Foundation. He won't explain at all what he's, he's no commented. He's told me he's not going to talk to me. The oddest thing about that is the donations are all in odd numbers. It's not $450,000 straight. It's $455,872. Every year, a different, very odd number.
So it sort of suggests it's responding to something. It could be a quid pro quo. It could be something Trump's done for him that amounts to that amount of money? Is that the suspicion?
My guess was that it's a percentage of something. I don't know what it's a percentage of. And, the Ebers won't talk to us. I have no proof that that's anything illegal. It's just, it's an unusual donation. You don't usually see donations to a foundation in that kind of odd number. And the other big donor has been NBC Universal, the people who televised The Celebrity Apprentice. They gave $500,000. That's got an interesting backstory too, because often on The Apprentice, Trump would say, oh, I'm going to give away, Khloe Kardashian, your charity, you're about to get fired. I'm going to give you some of my money, my personal money to your charity. And actually off the air, that was never true. He gave the Trump Foundation's money, not his own. And the NBC Universal put enough money into his foundation to cover all of the quote unquote personal donations he made on TV.
Right. So, you could see why they would do that, why they would have that arrangement. So, in giving away his own money, he wasn't really giving away his own money. He was giving away the company's money.
Yeah. And you can see the benefit for them, right? It makes their main character more sympathetic. It adds sort of an extra element of pathos to these scenes where it's not just Trump firing you because you did a bad job. He's also showing his softer side, giving you a little bit of money, letting the celebrity go away happy. It makes those firing scenes, it gives them a whole other little gear, a gear of emotion that they wouldn't have otherwise. So you could see how they would want Trump to look like he was being generous, even if he was unwilling to do it with his own money.
But David, if I say to you, if you're hiring me for a job for $100,000 and I say, don't give me $100,000, give $200,000 to my foundation and you'll come out whole because you can deduct that money. Is that legit? Can I do that?
I am no tax expert. I think that is something that you could do. The question is whether if Trump is somehow avoiding tax penalties himself. As far as I know, and I'm no expert, I think that's fine. The question is, in none of these cases have people actually said, yes, we were going to pay Donald Trump this money, and he said, no, give it to my foundation instead. There are cases like that in the past in the Trump Foundation, but the NBC case is not that way.
That's just right. And then maybe it's a suspicion about some of these others. But then the question arises, how does he use this money and how can he use this money? One thing that came to light, obviously, was the foundation made a $25,000 contribution to Pam Bondi, the attorney general of Florida, and that was an illegal contribution because foundations aren't allowed to give money to candidates, right?
That's right. So the Trump Foundation gives out its money in pretty small amounts. There's no like great cause. There's no sign that he's giving always to Penn or always to cancer research or something like that.
It's research into hair transplantation.
Right. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. And the method of it is these are people who Trump meets or does business with. At Mar-a-Lago, his club in Florida, he rents the place out to these charities and they pay like $270,000 a night to rent out Mar-a-Lago. And so he gives money to people who do business with him. That's a big part of the Trump Foundation's donations. But as you said, there are instances where he seems to have violated the law. So in this case, the Pam Bondi donation, charitable foundations can't give political gifts, and he did. There's also cases where he seems to have used the foundation's money, which is meant for charity, can only be spent on charitable things, to buy things for himself, like this $20,000 6-foot-tall portrait of himself.
who painted that?
So in 2007, Trump goes to a party at Mar-a-Lago, and the entertainment is a speed painter, this guy, Michael Israel, who paints like 5 paintings in 30 minutes. And it's a very frenetic show. Paint flies everywhere. And at the end, he auctions – he does it upside down too. He paints it upside down so the audience is like, they're all kind of half drunk. And they're like, what's he doing? And then he flips it over at the end, and you're like, oh my God, it's John Lennon or Donald Trump or Muhammad Ali, whatever.
Siegfried and Roy.
Right, Siegfried and Roy, right. So he flips it over and it's Donald Trump. And so then they have an auction. They auction off the paintings that he just painted. And so in this case, Melania Trump, Trump's wife, is the only bidder. Nobody else wants to outbid Melania Trump for a picture of her husband. It's not a great picture. I've seen it. It's not that great. So that she only bids $10,000. And the auctioneer says, well, you're the only bidder. Why don't you up your bid to $20,000? She says, fine. She buys it. Now, that's fine. If Trump used his own money,
right,
that's money that would have gone to a charity because a charity was holding the auction. That's fine. That's a great charitable gift. But he uses Trump Foundation money. And then he apparently keeps the portrait for himself. Once you buy it with the charity's money, the thing you buy has to be used for charitable purposes. And the people that we talked to said that worked for the artist said that they had actually shipped it on Melania Trump's orders to Trump's golf club in Westchester County, New York, on the understanding that it would be hung in the boardroom. So you can't buy a picture of yourself for your golf club with money that people have given for charity.
Is that where it's hanging, in the boardroom at the golf club?
It was, apparently that's where it was destined in 2007. I don't know where it is now. And if any of your listeners know where it is, they should call me because I am desperate to find it.
We're hunting for the upside down Michael Israel painting. couldn't it just be the property of the foundation? Why can't it just belong to them?
It could belong to them if they existed, meaning if they had an office or if they had a place where they did charitable work. If there was any sort of place that was the Trump Foundation, you could hang it there, but there's not. The Trump Foundation has no paid staff. It has only unpaid board members. It basically exists as a bank account and some paperwork. So there's no physical place that it could go and be doing the quote unquote Trump Foundation's business. He could give it to another charity if he wanted, and maybe he did, and that would be okay. But if you keep it in your business, then that's a benefit for Trump, the foundation official, that comes out of the charity's money.
Right. So I don't know if there are other examples, David, but that sounds like using this foundation, which isn't, as you say, is like a bank account, sort of as a slush fund for things that are easier to do through the foundation. And that's not allowed.
That's not allowed. And another thing I was just noticing today, I was at this event. This was billed as a press conference. It was actually like a say something and flee event that Donald Trump had today at his hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C., this new hotel he just opened. It just reminded me of something that I learned earlier this year. Okay, so in 2013, the Trump Foundation, a charity filled with other people's money, money that's been given for charity, paid $5,000 to the D.C. Preservation League, which is like a, you know, building preservation league here in the district. That's fine. You can give money to a charity. But this is what the foundation's money bought. It bought an ad in the annual gala brochure, the program for the D.C. Preservation League, something that was being read at their gala by a lot of rich people who might stay in hotels. Now, okay, so this has been bought with foundation money. It must say something charitable. Maybe it's a PSA to save old buildings or something like that. No, it's an ad for Trump's hotel. For people who just, so Trump uses $5,000 given for charity and basically turns it into $5,000 of free advertising for his hotel. You are also not allowed to do that.
So it sounds like he's just not distinguishing very carefully, which you do have to do if you have a foundation. But he's not paying a lot of attention to which checkbook he's using.
That's right. We were told by the Trump people earlier this year, and I don't know how long this policy had been in place, but it helps explain some of this, that basically the same people, the accounts payable clerks at Trump's headquarters, can pay money out of his own account, they can pay money out of the business's account, and they can pay money to the Trump Foundation. They have the power to do all those things. And their instructions are, if you get an order that says, pay this group, you have to look in this book of all the charities the IRS has certified. And if the name of the organization you're set to pay is in the book of charities, it must come out of the Trump Foundation. And so that's how – I guess that's how they operated. So you can see how that ironclad rule would lead you to violate the law if you were paying charities for something that benefited Trump himself.
And meanwhile, Trump is making a huge fuss about the Clinton Foundation and saying that the Clintons have to dissociate themselves with it, and then it's rife with conflicts of interest, and I don't know even what all of the charges are against it. But they're not doing anything like this. I mean, that's sort of the issues about the Clinton Foundation, some of which I think are valid, pale in comparison to this kind of misuse of a foundation.
Well, the Clinton Foundation is just so much different than the Trump Foundation. It's so much bigger. It's got $250 million budget every year. It's got 2,000 employees. It does a lot of direct, it has people out in the world doing good. And it is really big. And there are a lot of these questions about whether Hillary Clinton misused her power as Secretary of State to help the Clinton Foundation.
But I should say there's no evidence about that she did.
So, yes. Yeah, so the question for her is like the morality of power? How did, you know, did she act responsibly as someone who had a lot of government power? For Trump, the problems are much more penny ante, and the questions are about the morality of wealth. He has a lot of wealth. What responsibility does he feel to use that wealth for good? And in fact, we see that he has no evidence that he actually even used any of his own wealth for good, and went to great lengths to avoid using any of his money, instead spending other people so he could have his kind of philanthropy for free.
Do you think this is why he won't release his tax returns?
Only he knows what's in them. So it could be that there's something bad related to charity in them, but that's not the worst thing. I don't know. I know what I would learn from my narrow interest in charity. You know, you'd know his charitable deductions, what he gave to charity. But it could be that he knows there's something much more damaging in there, and that's why he doesn't want to let them go.
But it could be just how embarrassing it is if you are a billionaire and don't give any of your own money to charity.
That's true. You know, what's puzzled me is we've been after Trump for months now about trying to prove what he gives to charity. And so he could have just told us, if the answer is, and I don't know that it is, if the answer is, I give no money to charity, but Trump thinks that like giving other people's money away is charity, or he gives discounts to charities that want to use Mar-a-Lago, whatever in his mind he thinks charity is, he could have just said that months ago and we would have forgotten it by now. And think of all the other terrible things he's admitted to over and things he's done that people have forgotten about, given him a pass for. Like he just today said that he doesn't believe, that he now believes President Obama was born in the U.S. Like the thing is, he could have admitted, oh, I give no money to charity in March when we first asked him about it, and that would be the end of it. I don't think people would even remember it now, but he's been unwilling to sort of make that admission, which has created, you know, months of work for me. And in the process, I've learned so much about Trump where I wouldn't have if he just admitted it back then.
Assuming he doesn't decide to just tell you what you want to know, where does your investigation still have to go? What do you still want to know about Donald Trump and charity and the Trump Foundation?
Well, a couple of things. One, what else the Trump Foundation spent its money on that benefited Trump? I'm still looking into that. I mean, I'm still finding every day new cases that seem very questionable. Just to give you one example we were just looking at recently. In 2009, Extra, the TV show, had a contest. Donald Trump pays your bills. And Donald Trump came on TV and said, I will pay your bills. It's a tough time. I'll pay your bills. One lucky Extra listener or watcher, I'll pay your bills. And so the lady who won turned out to be a professional spray tanner. And she and Trump's foundation paid her bills. Trump used his foundation to pay off $5,000 of that lady's bills. And he would not even pay for the cab ride from her house to Trump Tower. She had to get herself to Trump Tower, and then he would give her $5,000 of other people's money.
But how can he do that with tax-deductible money? That's not a charitable contribution.
No, it's not. You can't give money. Charities can't give money to individuals. Yeah, you can't make a grant to an individual. It's not an allowable expenditure.
You get prosecuted for that? I mean, what's the consequence for that?
For all these things that I'm talking about where he seems to have violated the rules to like help himself or help his business with the foundation's money, the penalty is usually a penalty tax, an extra fine, and then another fine if you didn't tell the IRS on your paperwork that year that you had done these things, which in all these cases, Trump never did. And eventually, your nonprofit could lose its tax-exempt certification. That could happen to the Trump Foundation. I don't think there's really any of this that results in people going to jail, but the IRS hasn't said even if it's investigating, so it's hard for me to say how it's going to turn out.
And can he pay the fines with other people's tax-deductible money?
I think he has to pay the fines himself. And so far, the one fine we know about, this $2,500 penalty that he had to pay for using his foundation to give a political gift to Pam Bondi's group, that came out of his own pocket.
My producer is now shaking his head at the insanity of this. David, you have done fantastic work on this subject. Please keep it up. And thank you for joining us on TrumpCast.
Hey, thank you.
That's it for today's show. You should think about donating to my producer Jason DeLeon's foundation. It's going to bronze his baby shoes. The Steve Lickteig Foundation supports executive producers in need of good suits. Andy Bowers is our chief foundation officer. All our foundations report to his. And John DiDomenico is our voice of Donald Trump. He wants me to say wangdoodle again. Okay, John, wangdoodle. Wangdoodle. I'm Jacob Weisberg. Thanks for listening to TrumpCast.
Whatever you do, people, don't watch CNN. They are the Clinton News Network. I don't like any of the people on CNN, even the attractive women. I don't like, I have to tell you.